charm offensive. Ukraine's president makes a show-stopping visit to the G7 summit in Japan. Volodymyr Zelensky pushing for more war aid and rallying allies to stay the course against Russia's invasion.
Volodymyr Zelensky knows there's a growing debate across Europe about how long Ukraine's war effort can be supported. For now, he's hoping the charm offensives can keep up the pressure on his Western allies to turn solidarity into action.
As for President Zelensky, he's been on another charm offensive around Europe over the last couple of days, where there's been Germany, the Vatican, France, and now the UK. What he needs, what he wants, unsurprisingly, is more weapons, and it seems like Britain's going to give him some.
But is it also a much-needed charm offensive?
So there is a lot of backroom bargaining and charm offensive that needs to be done.
And he'll be hoping to go home with a lot in his back pocket, F-16 fighter jets from America, from the Netherlands, £18 million apiece, wants the full arsenal, the full money. So look, he's on a charm offensive, and I think, Eddie, you'll probably get a result.
Volodymyr Zelensky's trip to Japan. Brooded about, reported online, but now he's actually there, I gather.
He is. He arrived today, and this comes right in the middle of an extended charm offensive from Zelensky, which is coming ahead of what we expect will be a major military offensive from Ukraine. Zelensky, remember, had not left the country much for obvious reasons for much of the first year of the war. Then he had that dramatic trip to Washington at the end of last year, and more recently, Zelensky has been visiting heads of government in several countries to pressure them to keep supporting Ukraine as military costs keep going up and as the war keeps dragging on. The trip to the G7 comes immediately after Zelensky made a similar case to the Arab League in Saudi Arabia the other day. We do not know much about his exact agenda here in Hiroshima, though the White House is indicating he will almost certainly have a one-on-one meeting with President Biden on Sunday.